You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 283. Today is another countdown to kickoff episode, day number 55. It's getting close to the opener against Texas. I can't believe how fast it's gone, to be honest, from 100 down to 55. So Jonathan Bonner is what today's topic is about. He's a junior from Chesterfield, Missouri, where he attended Parkway Central High School. He is 6'3", weighing 286 pounds. He plays on the defensive line, and this year he will be playing behind Isaac Rochelle, the senior, and we'll discuss our thoughts on expectations or prospects for Jonathan seeing the field and the kind of impact he can have this year. But first, we want to talk about his time as a high schooler, his recruitment to Notre Dame. So, Randall, go ahead and get us started with that.
Jonathan wasn't as highly recruited as some of the Notre Dame players were. He was a three-star coming to Notre Dame, and he was a second-team linebacker on the Max Preps All-American team as a senior. And so he's obviously growing. He's listed as a linebacker then. I mean, he's up to defensive tackle, and he is playing defensive end now. But in high school, he started playing, or he was a starter his sophomore year. And then as a junior is when he started making a big impact. He had 64 tackles. And 14 of those were for loss, and he had 12 sacks. So pretty impressive numbers there. And then his senior year, he ended up with 70 tackles and 17 sacks. And he also played some tight end. He had 5 touchdowns, and he caught in the title game, he had a 57-yard touchdown catch in the state title game. So did a good job catching the ball as well. He finished his high school career with 206 tackles, 40 for loss, and 34 sacks. So, very impressive numbers in my opinion. He came to Notre Dame, obviously didn't get to play his freshman year. Him and Pete Mock, there were quite a few freshmen that played in 2014. But him and Pete Makwa mostly played on scout team. And he was actually, it was the next spring then. He kind of had issues with turf toe, and it kind of slowed him down and, kept him from making a bigger impact than his second year. But obviously he's doing a lot better. He played, he did end up playing last year then, even though that kind of slowed down his progress, his injury. But he did play some last year. And do you have those stats?
Yeah, he played in 10 games, recorded 5 tackles, and a sack that came against Wake Forest. Randall, did you mention about the letter he wrote to himself when he was in the 8th grade?
Oh, no, I didn't. I kind of forgotten about it until I was doing this research again. I remember seeing it when he committed to Notre Dame, but he had written a letter when he was in 8th grade, and he wrote it to himself, and then he did, obviously to him when he was ready to go to college or in college. And I won't read you the whole letter, but some of the stuff, he obviously, even in 8th grade, had wanted to go to Notre Dame. His comment was, "Hopefully you played hard enough to go off to Notre Dame. If not, you better at least be going to college." So he didn't make it to college, and he made it to Notre Dame. But it's very interesting to see that he mentioned some stuff, about, some things he has to watch out for in college. He said don't touch drugs. If you do, I consider you a failure. And just some other things, some rules and guidelines you should follow in his college career. And definitely good to see an eighth grade kid write that to himself when he's in college. I mean, I don't think I'd have been writing anything like that. But I was a smart kid, and that's why I ended up at Notre Dame.
Exactly. All right, so there is reason to be optimistic for Bonner's future. Keith Gilmore did say that he was the guy that was most improved from the defensive line. The problem is he's still behind Isaac Rochelle, and Rochelle is just super solid player at that strong side defensive end. So it might, you know, he might not actually see that many more snaps than he even did last year, unless there's injury and unless Notre Dame's in situations where they're far enough ahead that they can get those second string guys some more reps. Because I think Isaac Rochelle is going to be out there as much as he can be out there because he's just a solid and dynamic football player. So I don't think this year there's going to be a huge jump in numbers and productivity from Bonner, but I do think that the future is bright for him. I think there is definitely reason to be optimistic about his future.
Yeah, I agree. He's got a good player in front of him that he can learn from this year. And maybe take over that position next year.
I think like best case scenario is just he probably won't get a lot of snaps, but the snaps he gets, play hard, improve his craft, get more comfortable as a Division I football player, and then when Rochelle moves on, he should be definitely fighting for a starting job after that.
Yeah, we should say fighting because hopefully there are other players that will give him some competition.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, guys that are doing good. But, yeah, I think, I mean, being a second string guy, he should get a decent amount of snaps this year. I mean, probably more than you expect just because you got to give those guys, defensive linemen, a breather every once in a while.
True.
The one thing I do hope is that he can help the team. Well, when he's in high school, senior year, they held teams to 10.3 points per game.
Wow.
So hopefully, I would even settle for 10.5 points per game.
Well, again, I hate to be the downer of the podcast, Randall, but I'm just hoping if we can average holding teams under 18 points a game, that would be I would be on cloud nine. I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Anyway, where can listeners follow Jonathan on social media?
On Twitter and Instagram at the_realist_55.
All right. So give him a follow and check back again tomorrow for another countdown to kickoff episode. And until then, go Irish.
Go Irish.